Good morning, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Good morning, Ilan, and how are you?
I'm fine. So?
Good.
Parshat HaShavua?
Parshat HaShavua is Parshat Terumah, which, talks about how the people of Israel are called upon to contribute certain materials, gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, so on and so forth, out of which God says to Moses, they shall make for me a sanctuary, and I shall dwell amongst them. And we see as well as it talks about the whole concept of about how the sanctuary is going to be made, and so on and so forth for the Beit HaMikdash. Now, it's interesting, as it says in the Pasuk, and in the beginning, God was homeless, and so God asked his people to set him up with some place to live. And if someone wants to know...
I'm sorry, let's try to hear it again.
Oh, where does it say that?
Sorry.
It really doesn't say it anywhere. But it does say that God instructed Moses to tell the people, they shall make for me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. So now the real question is, was God really homeless? Wasn't he already dwelling with the people? He had already given the Torah. He had already been accepted. Why? It was just the other week that we read the revelation at Sinai, at Mount Sinai, where God came down from heaven to earth. So why suddenly now the need for a sanctuary for him? Why were so desperate now? He has everything. He had everything he needed. Why now does he need a new thing, a sanctuary for him? And the answer is that there is a fundamental difference between Sinai, Mount Sinai, and the sanctuary. So Sinai represents the revelation thrust upon the people from above. God initiated and he activated that encounter. And in this experience, the Jewish people were somewhat passive. And then all the thunder and the lightning physically and spiritually came at them from above. And they accepted to do it. However, the sanctuary had to be built by the people themselves. They had to take the initiative, from the fundraising campaign to collect the raw materials, down to the nuts and bolts of the construction. The Mishkan was a human-made edifice. Now, at Sinai, the heavens opened from the greatest sound and light show on earth, leaving, everyone mesmerized, like, wow. But they themselves were passive recipients of this unique, never-to-be-repeated gift from above. It never ever happened again. And to build a sanctuary took a whole building campaign. Men and women, young and old, everybody rolled up their sleeves. It took weeks and months of hard labor. And, everyone had to contribute to them. And we made it happen. And thereby it was the people who brought God down to the world. So it was apparently important for the Jews to appreciate the value of God attaches to the self-help, and it's not good enough to just sit around waiting for the extraordinary revelations, the once-in-a-lifetime, things that God's going to bestow upon us. It is necessary for us to create the infrastructure, to take the building blocks in our hands, and make near sanctuary. So to put it simply, are we waiting for God, or is God waiting for us? Who makes the next move? And, you always hear people, at least I hear a lot of people saying, Rabbi, it's not for me. If God wanted me to be religious, He'd have made sure I was born in B'nai Brak, for example,
yeah.
or somewhere, if God wanted me to fly, he would have given me wings, and the fact is, God gives us the wings, God gives us the tools, and that's what Sinai was all about. He gave us a dose of revelation, of spiritual shock, and which was an eternal giving us the capacity to fly high. But those were just the tools. Now we have to learn to fly. We may even be, endowed with the potential to develop our connection to godliness, but after the Sinai, it's up to us to make it happen. So true revelation is very rare. While these certainly are those special moments when we witness an unmistakable presence of God in our lives, but we need to build our personal sanctuaries for God in order to embrace Him and bring Him into our homes and families. You know, there was once the holy rabbi, the Rebbe of Kutz. He came from the city of Kutz. And he was asked by his teacher, "Where is God?" And he answered, which is a phenomenal lesson and a phenomenal answer.
Rabbi? Rabbi?
To see in this recurring portion of the idea, the concept of that, yes, we were given all the revelations from above, but down here, it's up to us to learn how to use it. The tools were given to us. We just need to learn how to fly.
That's nice.
And that's the beauty of this, one of the lessons we can learn from this week's Torah portion.
That's nice. Now, Shabbat services, the Chari Shamayim /
Shabbat services are Friday evening 5:30, and Shabbat morning are at 9:30. And obviously, you know, everyone knows we have the service Sunday morning at 8:15, followed by breakfast in the Shah HaShemayim building, as well as the services Monday and Thursday. The whole community is the community minyan at 7:15. In the carousel.
Now we talk about community, and there is a community event next week on Tuesday. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. The Chabad Jewish Woman Circle, which is run by my wife, has women from all backgrounds in Judaism that come periodically, and they do a program. And this program on Tuesday is going to be the art of making sushi, where they will learn the spiritual aspect on according to the Torah law, what sushi is and how that fits in, as well as there's going to be a professional chef teaching people how to make proper sushi, kosher sushi as well as there's going to be desserts and coffee and tea, and it gives Jewish women in the community an opportunity to come together, talk, network, and just have a good time. And so therefore this is Tuesday evening. It's at 8:00. And if you want to come, they're more than welcome to come. Just call 519-256-2572, which is my wife's number, and just let her know that you're planning on coming. Or you can email her, rivkagalperin@yahoo.com.
That's it. Rabbi, I wanted to thank you and to wish you a great weekend and Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Thank you. And look forward to talking next week.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye.